Hi, I'm Amanda Horn with the Nevada Museum of Art, and I'm excited to be here with you on The X. The Nevada Museum of Art in downtown Reno is the place where ideas belong, and so do you. Tomorrow, we celebrate the opening of a new exhibition, Miradas, Ancient Roots in Modern and Contemporary Mexican Art, Works from the Bank of America, examines and celebrates works by artists on both sides of the border, American and Mexican American, to reveal a variety of cultural aspects as they emerged in the years following the Mexican Revolution, which was 1910 to 1920, to the present day. This unique survey of more than 100 works takes a close look at paintings, prints, and photographs created over the past 80 years by well-known Mexican artists like Diego Rivera and Rufino Tamayo, as well as Mexican-American artists such as Judith Hernandez and Roberto Juarez. Come in to enjoy opening weekend and take advantage of a docent guided tour at 1 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, which are free with admission. Throughout the spring, there will be many varied festive and educational programs to honor this special Miradas show, so stay tuned. Also, there will be themed art classes in the E.L. Cord Museum School to celebrate not only Miradas, but also Maynard Dixon, Spinifex, and A Place in the Country, Aboriginal Australian paintings, all on view this spring. Try your hand at something new in the museum school or continue a lifelong art passion. Remember, memberships to the museum start as low as $30 for the entire year. Museum members get discounts on everything, including classes at the E.L. Cord Museum School, 10% off at Shea Louis and the museum shop. The Nevada Museum of Art is located in downtown Reno at 160 West Liberty Street and is open Wednesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Thursdays, we're open late until 8. For more information, give us a call at 775-329-3333. Visit us online at nevadaart.org and connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nevada Art. Thanks so much for listening on The X and for supporting art in the biggest little city.